Proclamation number 092 of 19th of May, 1939. Fulfillment of the commandments in the compulsory state. The divine commandments are so clear to you. No further explanation is needed than that my will is made known to you wherever you desire to hear it. No being has the power to stop the voice within you. It will make itself heard again and again and give the human being the right instructions how to live in accordance with God's will. If, however, the human being himself contributes towards silencing this voice within himself, then it is again his will to act against my commandments. For everyone is able to live in divine order if he seriously wants to. Only the will is decisive, but this is completely free, so that a descendant of my commandments in a certain state of compulsion cannot be given the assessment which a voluntary observance of these finds with me. Thus it makes a huge difference whether the earthly child shapes itself entirely of its own accord into an obedient, humble, God above all loving being, whether such a shaping is laboriously brought about through a state of compulsion, for the latter will only be pleasing before my eyes when the earthly child voluntarily presents me the heart. If the coercive measures have helped to a certain extent to show the right relationship between a child and its father, and it now seeks a profound connection with its Creator and Redeemer of its own accord. To be mindful of this right relationship is the first and most important commandment. A child which seeks its father already thereby confesses its will to serve him and will therefore not resist to comply with all of the father's commandments. It will hate anything that goes against the divine commandments. It is so unspeakably valuable to humbly submit to divine will in order to receive the manifestations of this will. The Word of God. The human being is free to do this, thus it is not a commandment in itself, yet it is an indescribable blessing. Thus I only ever make my will known to all people but do not command them. Whatever he does, he should do voluntarily out of love for me and out of his own need to remain in divine order. Guidelines have been given to him as to how he should fulfill my will and which is the right path to me, to truth and to eternal life. However, what deprives you humans of inner freedom cannot be of value. The spirit of love must be active in you. Let it develop, then you will live entirely according to my will, then it will be easy for you to fulfill my commandments, i.e., to live entirely according to my will. Then you will also do everything the Church prescribes to you. However, not because it prescribes it to you but because you want to be of service to me, and therefore everything is right what you do out of love for me. Everything that is only the fulfillment of your duty but lacks love for me is worthless. The future will teach you what measures will be taken to shake the Church. Anyone who stands by me inwardly will truly still stand like a rock in the midst of the surf. For he will lose nothing because that which he carries in his heart, yet will be left without a foundation and deprived of external protection like chaff blown away in the wind, who is only my follower according to the letter. Everything will be empty sound to him, for his heart was distant from me, even though he dutifully fulfilled what he was told to do as a divine commandment. Take note of this and do not burden your mind. The expressions of my will shall be offered to you as clearly as the sun, so that you will not be misled about me and my love. Amen.